We hear in today's gospel about the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. We don't know exactly where the town of Emmaus was, but what we do know is that the disciples were headed the wrong way. They were going the wrong direction. You know, this gospel takes place on Easter Sunday, the day of the resurrection, probably the greatest moment in human history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead in Jerusalem. And the women had gone to the tomb and they had seen a vision of angels saying that he was risen. And these two disciples are leaving town. You know, we don't know for sure where they're headed, but they're probably just going back to their regular old way of life. And it says they were downcast and sad. You know, they did not believe that Jesus Christ had come back from the dead. And we hear from the words that they said, they thought it was over. They said they thought that he was the Messiah, the one who would redeem Israel, but then his crucifixion and death shattered their hopes. And so they're walking away. And this whole account is a great metaphor for the Christian life. So after that, Christ comes up to him, but he veils his appearance so they can't see him and know who he is. And he basically goes through Scripture, which would have been the Old Testament, since the New Testament hadn't been written yet. And he unlocks their understanding and he helps to remove the roadblock that they have. The roadblock they have is they thought that his crucifixion was the end and meant that he wasn't the Messiah. So by going through Scripture and by revealing to them how it was God's plan all along that the Messiah had to suffer and die in order to redeem people from their sins and then he would be raised. Basically, he removes that roadblock they have to the faith. And it says their hearts were set on fire as they recognized how God's plan was playing out and how all these things fit together, and that the crucifixion didn't mean that he wasn't the Messiah, but was actually confirmation that he was the Messiah. And so suddenly it connects the dots in their head and they understand the truth and it sets their hearts on fire. And it's at that point that they invite Christ to stay with them, and he takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them. He celebrates the Mass for them. And that's when his appearance is revealed. They recognize him in the breaking of the bread, and he vanishes. And then filled with joy, they go back, probably in the middle of the night, back to Jerusalem, you know, heedless of the dangers. They're so excited and filled with zeal after their encounter with the risen Lord that they want nothing more than to tell the apostles about it and to spread the word that Jesus Christ is risen. As I said, this whole sequence is, we can look at it at different levels. First, it's basically a depiction of the Mass, with the liturgy of the word and the liturgy of the Eucharist and how Christ is revealed to the disciples in Scripture and preeminently in the Eucharist. And so the place that we can go to find the risen presence of Christ is at the Mass. And another layer of meaning that we can look at from the gospel is how they were going the wrong way. You know, and I think that's a fitting metaphor for us, because so often we choose the wrong path. We choose a path that leads away from Christ and away from the events that he has planned for us. You know, the disciples were leaving town when the glory of the resurrection had just happened. You know, so often the Lord has incredible plans for us, but we go the wrong direction. And so it's so easy in life to get distracted by the concerns of this life and by the promises that this world offers, or simply to lose faith. You know, and so, there's so many obstacles to the faith and so many doubts that people can have, and they end up taking the wrong path. But it's when we encounter Christ in Scripture and in the Mass that sets us back on the right path. And so this emphasizes the importance not just of coming to Mass each week, but of truly desiring to encounter the risen Christ in the Scriptures and in the Eucharist. You know, that's what removes our roadblocks to the faith. You know, if we're practicing the faith and if we're seeking to encounter the Lord, the risen Lord at Mass, you know, when these doubts or when these distractions come about, you know, our Lord's going to lead us away from those and lead us back to him. And so this emphasizes the preeminence of Sunday Mass and the profound effect that it can have on us when we come here, not just to do our Sunday obligation, but to truly seek to encounter the risen Christ. You know, it's here where the sufferings in our lives find meaning, when we connect them with the suffering of Christ and recognize that it has the power to purify us. It's here that when we recognize the blessings of our lives, that we recognize that it's God giving us these good things and that we should give thanks and gratitude to God. You know, it's here at Mass where we can, and in the presence of the Eucharist, where we can see more clearly how God's plan is working out in our daily lives. You know, if we don't take the time to come here and encounter the risen Lord, you know, these things may not make sense. We don't connect the dots and recognize how the things going on in our lives are part of God's plan working out for us. But when we encounter the risen Lord here at Mass, that's when everything falls into place and things make sense. And the final lesson I think we can pull from this is the importance of our hearts being set on fire so that when we leave Mass, we're desiring to draw other people here to come to church as well. If we leave the church and our hearts are not set on fire, that means we probably haven't encountered the risen Lord. He's here, but we haven't encountered him. And so when we come to Mass, it should be something that reinvigorates our hearts and our faith, and we should leave with this, with a sense of hope and a desire to bring others to see the risen Lord. Just as Christ veiled his appearance to those two disciples and they couldn't tell who he was, Christ veils his appearance in the presence of the Eucharist. But that doesn't change the reality that he's here. And we're called to open our hearts so that we can encounter the risen Lord, so that when we leave this Mass, our faith is strengthened, our doubts are washed away. We've turned back to our Lord if we've gone astray like the disciples did. And because of our encounter with the Lord, our hearts are burning within us. That's what we should desire each time we come to the Mass. And that's the graces that the risen Lord presents to us as he's present in Scripture and in the breaking of the bread.